Blog Talk Radio.
Great Friday, and welcome back to Your Health is Your Wealth. I am your girl, Sister Kimberly Silas, and I am over the moon excited on today. Can you believe how swiftly we have moved through February, Black History Month? I want everyone right now to applaud all of our pioneers that have paved the way for us to celebrate on a day such as this. That's right, March 1st, 2019, we are coming to you, Your Health is Your Wealth. On today, we are celebrating the spirit, the gift, and the ability of entrepreneurship. Our subject for the series, the month of March, is going to be, if you can earn $1, just duplicate the process 1 million times. Yes, that's right. You heard it. If you can earn $1 from your talents, your gifts, and your skills, whatever it is that you did to help you earn that $1, duplicate that process 1 million times. We are talking about our finances on today, aligning our gifts, our talents, and our resources to make it possible that we can celebrate the manifestation of our wealth. We are talking about our money on today, and I am so incredibly gifted and blessed that I have been called to a platform such as this. Now, before we get started, we are going to open with the highest level of energy that we can possess. So with that being said, we will repeat and affirm our affirmation, that being your true essence of self. Let's get it in. I will hear the words of the Holy Spirit within. I will lead and not follow. I will create and not destroy. I am a force for good. I defy the odds. I set new standards. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am the lender and not the borrower. Ooh, I am the lender and not the borrower. I am loved by God. I am chosen by God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. Why? Because I am a champion. Everything I touch turns to gold. It is my season. It is my turn. I am happy. I am humble. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am whole. I am strong. I am complete. I am a perfect manifestation of all the love that God has for me. I am a champion and will never be broke or broken another day in my life. I will live the fullest of life and all that God has for me. I insist that my actions reflect a positive life, and my future is bright because my attitude is right. Woo! That is how I start off every day. You know, let me switch gears really, really quick, but I am in a season of my life where I am standing firm and aggressively and boldly in my essence, and knowing that everything that I desire desires me as well. I love money, and money loves me. I am born in his image and his likeness. It is my birthright to have abundance and wealth, and all that God has aligned for me is mine. What is missing? My intent, my verbalizing, my belief, my faith, all of those things I practice in harmony to exalt and to restore and to build upon every day. Now, Here we go. Back to today's topic. If you can earn $1, just duplicate the process 1 million times. This is part one of a series that we are so excited about. Your health is your wealth. Now, if you can earn $1, just duplicate the process 1 million times. Now, Sister Kimberly, how does striving to obtain $1 million relate to your health is your wealth? I know that's a great question, and many of you want an answer. Here we go. This is a platform geared towards spiritual, physical, and mental prosperity. It goes without saying that we, as a universal unit, all desire the same thing. We desire betterment of ourselves, betterment for our families, our communities. We want peace, love, prosperity, and abundant life. The truth of the matter is we all possess substantial God-given gifts and talents that can potentially go uncultivated as a result of fear, complacency, procrastination, or nurturing another individual's dreams and aspirations. I'm going to come back to that. Nurturing another individual's dreams and aspirations. Quite often, we suppress our aspirations to avoid breaking these cycles of normalcy. It's normal. The things that we do day in and day out are normal. Today is the day to announce no more. I have a dream in me that must be brought to fruition for the elevation of my spiritual, mental, and physical health and wellness. Now, let me touch on something real quick. I mentioned that the truth of the matter is we all possess substantial God-given gifts and talents that can potentially go uncultivated as a result of fear, as a result of complacency, procrastination, or nurturing another individual's dreams and aspirations. Let me share something with you. I was speaking with a self-made millionaire, somebody right now that I know that can go to their bank account, write a $500,000 check, no problem, $200,000 check, no problem. They are literally living the manifestation of successful business systems. And they said, Kimberly, you are a millionaire. And I received it. I said, okay, I received that. I believe that. He said, no, my darling. How long have you been working? What was your first job? And I said, well, I started about 15 at a place called Morrison's Cafeteria. I went in. I fudged up my birth certificate because I was big enough, and they didn't know that I wasn't of legal working age, and back then they didn't do a lot of investigation, so I got my first hostess job at a restaurant when I was 15, and from then I had summer jobs, and from then I went on to college and I started working. By the early 90s, I was professionally employed with some of the largest companies in the industry. So he said, on an average, give me your annual income. I say, oh, possibly $40,000. He said, okay, $40,000 a year. How much of that money have you saved? And fortunately, I do have a retirement savings plan, so I called off this random number. And he said, okay, let's go back and do the math. Long story short, people, he showed me in black and white that over a span of 30 years, I have brought in well over income-based $1 million. The problem lies in the fact that a large percentage of that went to taxes. Another percentage of it went towards the cost of living. A very minimal amount went towards my savings. Moving fast speed ahead this was 2018. In 2018, I didn't have $1 million saved up, nor could I write a $250,000 check. Now, why am I saying all of that? Because what we are lacking is a full understanding of money, of finances and resources. And I want to take this opportunity, people, because I am not an economic expert. I don't have all the answers, but what I do know is there are resources available to us. So what I want to do at this point is I want to mention Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap, the visionary behind this call. Dr. Dunlap saw something in me approximately 3 years ago, and he said, Kimberly, I want you to come in here, and I want you to start talking to people about your physical and mental wellness. Your health is your wealth. So this platform, my darling, is for you. But what Dr. Dunlap does is he teaches and he educates and he ministers to your consciousness in the extent of your wealth and your finances. How are you maneuvering through this platform that we call life? Now, I'm sitting up here looking right now at a book Dr. Dunlap has written called Don't Leave Me Like This. And basically what this is about is how we are all destined to leave this physical body. And what are we leaving behind? Are we leaving a legacy of wealth and systems in place for our family and our loved ones to prosper from? Or will we transition from this physical world, leaving them with astronomical debt? And it's a very, very informative publication. You guys, I suggest that everybody right here at the same platform come on Tuesdays. I believe it's at 12. Dr. Dunlap, are you with us on today? Can you just elaborate just a small bit on where we are with your health is your wealth in conjunction with your finances?
Yes, good afternoon, Kimberly. I am here. Great job, as always. So yes, we're good. We are actually doing a 6-month series on financial empowerment plus 2019. And the whole gist behind that is what we believe, as God has given it to us, is that instead of doing a different show every month with a different theme like we normally have been doing, he wants us to really dig in and dig deep into financial empowerment. And plus 2019 means that we're not just giving you something that's going to be able to help you for 2019, because 2020 is right around the corner, and then 2021 and going on and forth, so forth. So what we're giving is people the tools, some foundation, things to think about, things to actually do that's going to take you and build up your platform. It's going to make you be financially empowered, not just in 2019, not just for the first 2 months of the year where most people are really excited about power that God's going to bless you, but taking it on so it builds your wealth and it builds your legacy.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, Dr. Dunlap, I am so excited. This has just been a wonderful season. January of 2017, you know, my brother made his transition, and it was so life transforming for me. I felt a season of loss and frustration and bitterness. But when I reflect back on everything, my mother asked my sister-in-law some questions, which was his wife, and she says, how are you handling this so soberly? How are you handling this so flawlessly? And she confidently said, because he was ready. He put everything in order, and he was prepared, and he was confident before the throne. And I cannot live his legacy in sorrow and remorse. And that kind of shook me to my core, Dr. Dunlap, because if anything, I know my brother nurtured me from day one. And the only thing he wanted for me was to live the fullest of life and all that God has for me. And with you as well, Dr. Dunlap, you are an awesome and amazing mentor. You are a no-strings-attached, black-and-white, transparent brother, and I love you. And you always encourage me, Kim, what could you be doing better? What could you be doing differently? And how are you nurturing your brand? And I'm an entrepreneur. I am a designer by birth. My mother is a master seamstress and designer, and I tell everybody that I have been constructing and designing beautiful garments from the womb. And they laugh at me, but it's true. That's what she did when she carried me. When I was old enough to walk and talk, that's what she instructed me to do. So those gifts come to me naturally. But I have so many aspirations, and it's just in alignment with the village, with the right contacts, with the right network, with the right people. I have learned that all of these things is meant to come to fruition. And I'm going to share something with you guys. Stormy Wellington is a self-made millionaire. That's a shameless plug. She's one of my upper-level mentors in a business system that I'm affiliated with. And she doesn't talk about her millions. She talks about when she had very little. And she reiterates over and over and over again that everything that is large once was small as a thought in your mind. This platform that we're speaking on today, Dr. Dunlap, originated in somebody's mind. It's a thought. For you to see that there was a need for financial education was an original thought. It once started off minute and extremely small, but it has grown to this platform that we celebrate today. So with that being said, I've had an amazing, amazing week. Busy, busy, busy every day. Sometimes I fall asleep, you know, just sitting still, but I'm so grateful that I have an agenda. But on today, I was checking messages, making contacts, handling some things that I should have done earlier, and my phone vibrated in my hand, and I heard this cha-ching, and I said, wow, that's that Cash App thing. You know, I didn't make a sale. I don't know what's going on, so I leave out of that platform, and I go into this app, and I look, and a nominal amount of money has been added electronically to my account. And it just sent my spirit to, yes, it wasn't millions, but it was the symbolization behind the fact that I have been diligently doing the work. I have been diligently aligning myself amongst right resources. And every prayer that I've prayed and believed has come to fruition. And literally, systems are in place where I'm making money that I don't have to go out there and flag people down in the street. And I'm like, oh, my God, it was just a praise break moment. Now, somebody may say, Kim, that won't even pay the light bill. That won't even buy you a tank of gas. It's the symbolization behind everything that I'm believing God for is coming to fruition in my life. Now, moving into the series, if you can earn $1, just duplicate the process a million times. And as an entrepreneur, we find ourselves, I am guilty of this, of aligning ourselves in the position of one. If I'm the one that's always doing all the work, I have replaced my vision for a job, a hobby, or a hustle. Please hear me now. I'm only one person. I may be able to attract customers lined up to the stop sign and back, but I'm only one person with a 24-hour day. Of that day, I'm going to need to eat. I'm going to need to sleep. I'm going to need to replenish my supply, and I'm only going to have approximately 16 hours out of that day if I work all day long that I can duplicate processes. The success lies in building systems, educating people, duplicating your process, and creating jobs. When you create jobs, you create wealth. And that's how this money came into my account today. Someone that I trained down the line weeks ago how to do a process, I actually received what we call a residual income. Now, what is residual income and why do I want it? You probably heard the expression that the rich get richer while the poor get poorer. It's often used to explain the financial disparities or seemingly unfairness when it comes to money. However, the rich get wealthy is a state of consciousness. It is a state of consciousness. Dr. Dunlap, I have been thinking. My mother tells me all the time, baby, faith is the substance of things hoped for. And until you learn how to praise him right now, your lack of gratitude is not gonna yield increase. And I'm like, Mama, you don't understand, baby. I got light bill, gas bill, cable bill, internet. I got mortgage. I got grocery, gas to get back to work, insurance. I got all this going on in my life, and it's challenging. When I get better, I'll be in a better position to praise him. And she said, no, 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 my foolish child. You will praise him now. All the things you're asking God for are the things that he wants you to have. So with faith being the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen, do you believe that he's going to do this for you? Yes, Mama, baby, I believe it. She said, well, praise him now. So Dr. Dunlap, people, if somebody was peeking in my window on a regular basis, they would call Georgia Mental Health and have them come check on me. I have learned to praise in advance by myself. I have praise and worship. I have prayer and meditation. I am a full-fledged spiritual ensemble over here all by myself. But the manifestation is coming, and it's coming so swiftly that I am in shock. Not that God loves me, but that how long have I been defying these processes without realizing what I was missing? And Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Richard Branson, Oprah were not born rich. They weren't born rich. As a matter of fact, they were all born extremely poor. Yet over their lifetimes, they've amassed huge, huge personal fortunes. Confident on the journey, whether you make money or not, and to thy own self be true. So I'm like, whether I make money or not, am I doing the things that bring me joy? Absolutely. I love educating people. I love we had a comedy show this week, Dr. Dunlap, and we had fun as if we were in kindergarten. We started at 6:30 and didn't end till well after 3 o'clock in the morning. And I realized that all of this laughter, all of this unity, all of this friendship brings nothing but joy. And the blessing of it is, Dr. Dunlap, I was amongst professional, upscale business people. People that run their own companies day in and day out, and they wanted on this Wednesday to just let their hair done, have fun, and relax. And that's what we did. And I'm just so blessed. I said, there are times now, don't get me wrong, because I operate on this helium mentality. I'm always on 9,000. There are days when I feel overwhelmed, where I feel a bit defeated, where I'm like, you know, this is challenging and it's only me. And, you know, what am I going to do? And I've learned, I heard this morning, Dr. Dunlap, and you've heard me say this a million times, one of my favorite quotes ever in life is called Mind Seeds. And it says, your mind is a garden, your thoughts are the seeds. You can grow flowers or you can grow weeds. And I love that. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's clear to me. I can sit over here and nurture this weed, or I can start planting gardens of fruit and abundance and just fruition in my spirit. And this morning I was watching, I can't remember, maybe it was Joel Osteen, but he said, how many times have you ever seen somebody on the side of a road watering weeds? You just don't. People don't do that. Weeds grow randomly. You don't need to water them. And when they're there, we want to pluck them and pull them. We want them gone. And the weeds that I'm referring to are negative people, people who don't believe in your dreams, people who gossip, people who came to rob, kill, and destroy, people, whether it's family members or not, who are comfortable in a level of mediocrity and who are just absolutely negative. Any negative situation, I want no part of it. That is the equivalent of watering weeds. Go towards people who are positive, who are nurturing, who are loving, who are informative, and who can educate you on how to better your current situation. Now, we talked about, and I'm going to speed it up real quick because we've got a little bit of time left in this half-hour segment, Dr. Dunlap, and I really, really, really want you to express to our callers the date and time once again that we can meet with you on Tuesdays. But we all were born with gifts and talents that can potentially go uncultivated as a result of fear, complacency, procrastination, or nurturing another individual's dreams and aspirations. Now, that $1 million I told you that I earned over a span of 30 years, guess what I was doing? I was existing and I was maintaining my livelihood, but I was nurturing someone else's dream and aspiration. I worked for major, major corporations, corporations that began just as small as a thought, that they said, if I put these people to work, my legacy is going to grow. So those companies that I started out with are doing just that. They are still in existence, they are still growing, and they are still hiring people to manage the manifestation of their legacy. So with that being said, whatever it is that you are affiliated with, I happen to be affiliated with a number of business systems that have proven to be very, very financially lucrative opportunities. I am so grateful, and I am praising God in advance for all my millions to come, all that I have right now. My health is my wealth, and my consciousness is the nucleus. My consciousness is the nucleus for everything else in my life. My future is bright, Dr. Dunlap, because my attitude is right. I want to be pliable. I want to be humble. I want to be happy, healthy, wealthy, and whole. And with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to you, Dr. Dunlap. Thank you so much for seeing something in me. I love and I honor this platform. I thank all of our callers and listeners that came in on today. But this all started from the PRF table. Dr. Dunlap, can you explain to our guests what exactly that platform consists of?
Absolutely, Kim. The PRF table is where we got our start over 6 years ago, and it started the same way Kimberly got her start. It started with somebody seeing something in me, asking me to be a part of their radio show, and after a year on somebody else's radio show, as a co-host, this opportunity opened up for us to talk about possession, resources, and finances, really helping individuals to connect all three of those areas that affect everybody's life. So we actually have transformed over the years, and now we actually have our show on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, and the show airs live at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Second and fourth Tuesday.
Second and fourth Tuesday, 12:30. Perfect opportunity for people who are coming during lunchtime, that are taking a break, going back to lunch, sitting at their desk. So definitely a shift from our Thursday evening show. We're just in a new season, and the listenership has increased because of that. So we're grateful.
Wow. Thank you so incredibly much, Dr. Dunlap. I would love to share with each and every one of you, if you want to discuss outside of this call, you can reach me at Kimberly.Silas on Facebook.com. I am also on Instagram at Silas.Kimberly. If you just inbox message me any questions that we weren't able to answer on today, please don't hesitate to just let us know. Here at Your Wealth is Your Health is Your Wealth, we fully honor the fact that it's our spiritual consciousness that elevates us into better performance, better endeavors, better opportunity. So let's just get transparent. You know, I'm going to say this and then I'm going to close the show. For many, 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 many years, I'm the person that operated in the cycle of normalcy. I had a good job. I had a 401k plan. I had my own home, my own car. I made my own money and massive credit cards. Those credit cards came with massive amounts of debt. But I was living the status quo and operating in a cycle of normalcy. No more. Debt is a four-letter word that I don't use in my home. We will not leave this as a legacy for our loved ones. So thank you again on today. Continued success, prosperity. I love you all. This is your girl, Sister Kimberly Silas. And remember, your health is your wealth. Until we meet again, continued health and wellness. Mwah. Love you all. Bye-bye.